And Becky is now going to tell us who today's guest is. They're in here already, and at the moment they're trying to.
They're trying to alter the height of the stand for the keyboard. And at the moment, they're looking very similar to me when I try and fix the height for my ironing board.
Yeah. Becky, tell us who today's guest is that you've booked.
Tim Minchin.
Yay! Yeah. Hi, Tim.
Hi. This is pretty professional, sort of high class stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm now scrambling around, wondering where I put my phone.
Only the best at Radio 1. Now, Becky has twice brought in Tim Minchin, not actual Tim, but him as a subject for show and tell. So it's not a really a big surprise that she's booked you, because she is a big fan.
Is it a disappointment for you?
No, not at all.
Oh. you seem to be washing your hands.
No,
this
no.
Booking.
It's just we all have to book a guest every day, right, and that's Becky's. So explain to everyone, if they haven't yet become addicted to Tim, exactly who he is, because they will be once they give him a go.
Yeah, well, I've brought the YouTube stuff in before, but yeah, he's very, very funny and sings songs that will make you happy.
That's right, he makes you very happy.
Yeah. Plus the keyboard's at the right height.
Yeah. How's it going with the keyboard now, Tim?
I can do it. Oh, this is good.
Amazing. Now, if you haven't heard Tim before, this is what he sounds like.
My name is Tim, I write funny songs and sing, and if you don't think funny songs are funny, well, I respect your right to think exactly what you like, but you're sure as not getting back your money. Your love for me is not debatable. Your sexual appetite's insatiable. You never ever make me waitable. Delectable, inflatable you. Take your canvas bags, take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags to the supermarket. Take your canvas bags, take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags to the supermarket. Take your canvas bags.
It's a big environmental song.
It goes for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Take your canvas bags to the supermarket.
And that, basically, Tim, is all we can pretty much play at this time.
This is the trouble. Becky's got me on. She's like, oh, we got a keyboard. And I just sit out there in the little booth just panicking because I go, well, I don't know what I can play. It. Not that my stuff's just constantly shocking or anything, but
no, it's just a bit dark and rude.
There's always something that makes it not quite breakfast material.
Yeah. So is there any that you could play at this time?
Well, I thought there is a love ballad that I can play. That's just a really nice love song I wrote for my when I got married. I got married to a woman.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're doing this thing today where we're all being we're trying it on both sides for today, aren't we?
Like, are
Fergie,
we still doing that?
Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
She's decided she likes girls and boys now, so that's our homework.
Is that before or after we've eaten all the contents of your freezer?
After.
Oh, right. Before? Otherwise, you've got like Kievs and garlic and stuff.
That's true.
Surely that's something you could do together with a partner of your choice. Like, either a girl or a boy, you could eat the contents of your freezer.
Yes, you would.
You could.
He wants to make it more communal.
Now, with this piano, see, yeah. I know it's big and a bit, you know, obviously you have to get it at the right height. We need to get some use out of this, because the last time we had this in the studio, it was brought in here for Hugh Jackman. And he was on Edith's show, and our boss did some research for this interview. And he discovered, by looking at Wikipedia, that Hugh Jackman is actually brilliant at playing the piano. So they got that huge piano that you've got right there into the studio. And they're like, right, Hugh, apparently you're brilliant, off you go. And he went, I wish I could play. So just bad research. So we've been kind of looking for a guest ever since that can play this, just to get some use out of it, really.
I can play it, but I'm not good looking or a wolf, so we all have our strengths.
And also, we were saying this earlier, that what we like about your songs is that they, you know, they are quite thought-provoking. You've got a bit of death in there, a bit of religion, a bit of hypocrisy, but also there are some willy jokes still.
Yeah, quite. So there's boobs.
There are boobs as well.
Often all in the same song.
Yeah. So, are you going to do a little bit for us now? Please, nothing rude.
I'll just do a love song. It's,
yeah, I'd like
something
that.
A little different.
Okay. Okay, let's do it. Tim Minchin on Radio 1. It's Becky's guest.
This is a song I wrote for my wife.
Okay.
When you got married.
Oh,
I should just start, you know. It's already gone on.
We've got years ahead of us. We've got people who care for us. We've got Sunday morning coffees in the sun. We got Monday night television. We've got years of happiness. We've got decades of laughter ahead. Yeah, we've got Christmases with family by the sea. We've got wine and vintage cheddar. Yeah, I have everything a man could ever want. And all I'll ever need is you. 'Cause nothing can stop us now. Only the good times left. Nothing can stop our love. Except terminal illness or sudden accidental death.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Thanks.
When did she first hear that?
I think it was the day after we got married.
Oh, right.
Yeah, after. I put it in writing for her.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
She didn't walk down the aisle to it, right?
No. I do my new song, If I Didn't Have You, Someone Else Would Do, is her second most favourite song.
Now, Tim, we're going to take full advantage of you being here, if that's okay.
Sure.
I think Becky has booked you as a guest today, not just to be hugely entertaining, but also win her the prize of a weekend with my dad. Because that's the prize. You get to spend a lovely weekend in my dad's house.
I love those weekends with his dad.
On the northern French coast, yeah. Now, we appear somehow to be putting on a musical at the Edinburgh Festival.
I heard about this.
Yeah, it was all a bit of an accident. It all came about because there were some weird flyers going around the internet saying that I was going to play Rick Astley, Chris de Burgh and every other 80s pop star, all rolled into one, in a musical called Rick Rolling Musical. That's not true. But now,
this
seemed to be happening. We booked the theatre, it's all set. So, have you written musicals before?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do that, please?
You just get as many rhymes as you can for in your case, Scott.
Yeah.
And you just stick them in a song. And get a whole lot of people to dance.
Okay. See, the way you're describing it doesn't sound that hard.
No, I think you're going to nail it.
Yeah.
Have you got you need a couple of afternoons or something?
Yeah, we've got that at the moment.
Do we need a story?
No, what?
Do we need
I thought you said you were writing a musical.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, sorry.
You can just shoehorn the songs in anyway.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought I misheard you. No, it's not a novel, mate. It's a musical.
Now, our listeners are helping to write the musical because we want them to have a bit of input. You know?
Well, you should always go, you know, if you're going to get someone involved, get the best. And your listeners are obviously.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
They're the best.
They're sending in a lot of ideas and songs and stuff, you know, and plot lines. You said we don't need those. Right?
No, don't worry about plot lines.
Okay. So if we print out some of the lyrics, maybe, will you help us put them to music? Would that be okay?
Like now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how long have we got? Heaps of time, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, we could all be here. This could be, we could be witnessing right now, like, the first stages of the new Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what being in the room when the first stages of the old Mamma Mia happened was like. Oh, yeah. Someone probably went, let's do a musical with the songs of ABBA, and someone went, yeah. And then they just did. Now they're rich, and we're very cross.
Well, this could be us soon.
Mm.
Can I ask, what would you normally be doing at this time if you weren't writing a musical for Radio 1?
Writing a musical for someone else. I'm actually writing a musical at the moment. That's my job at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'd be at home having breakfast with my child. Mm. I have a child that stops me doing what I want.
Yeah.
That's what children are for, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'd be doing what I don't want.
What musical are you doing at the moment, then?
I'll talk about it, actually, but it's a... Yeah, really, I should have... glad I brought that up. Do you want me to tell you more about what I'm not doing?
I'm
writing a musical for a theatre company. It's a children's musical.
Right.
I'm writing a children's musical.
Okay, well, if we could nab you first for some stuff in a minute, we'll print out some lyrics. Is that all right? We've got those, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give them to Tim and see what he comes up with. This is going to be very exciting, because we haven't had any songs before now. We booked the theatre. We don't have any cast. This is going to be like the beginning of something great.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Tim Minchin is with us on Radio 1. It's Becky's guest today. Alicia Dixon is on next.
This is Radio 1.
Some people are a little concerned that it's Tim Vincent who is our guest today.
No,
just switching
not.
On, a bit confused that it's Tim Vincent. No, it's not. It's Tim Minchin.
Who's Tim Vincent?
He's a TV presenter. He used to do Blue Peter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit like him.
Similar. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's
Hi.
That?
I'm Alice.
Hi, Alice. Where are you today?
I'm in Swansea.
How can I help?
Well, I'm going to go see Tim Minchin in September.
Oh, you mean on my autumn tour that I'm doing?
I am.
Do you love him?
Pardon?
Do you love him?
I do, but my friend Holly loves you more.
Let's have a competition.
I'm speaking about you like you're not here. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, Alice, say hi to Tim anyway.
Hi, Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi. I'll see you in September, okay?
Yeah, let's go. Look out for the two gingers in row Q.
Oh, okay. I'll throw something at you. Bye.
Okay, bye. A lot of people are saying they come to see you on tour. When's that on?
September through October.
Okay. Is it different with comedians to be in a band, obviously, because when you go on tour they can just play all their old stuff and you have to come up with new stuff, obviously?
Yeah, I'm in a sort of good position, I think, because I write silly songs, which means I've got the comedian's obligation to come up with new stuff all the time, but I can fall back on
you can get the old ones on.
This tour's actually the whole same show as I toured last year. It's big, the tour last year sold out, so we're doing another one.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Roll it out.
Yeah, get it out. Okay, right, Scott Mills the Musical. We've had some ideas and some, you know, bare bones of songs from our listeners, and Tim is here today, and hopefully he's got something for us now.
Well, I just went out there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't take you long, does it?
Well, it did. Well, wait till afterwards. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does take me long. That's
okay, good.
But I'll do a little bit of the lyrics that this person sent in.
Okay.
And I'll just do that one, and then I'll do my one.
Anything is a start, Tim, because we've got nothing at the moment.
Okay. Obviously this doesn't exist yet, but is this the name of the person who sent that in?
No,
that's random. That's the name of the printer.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just lyrics I'm reading from someone else. You are my special friend, the only one who understands me, the only one who I demand be here. That's pretty good. Other friends, they come and go, but only true friends like you know. You're part of my routine-o. You're the best I've ever seen, oh. You're better than caffeine, oh. You make me bounce like a trampoline, oh. You make me say things quite obscene, oh. I think, see what she's doing here? Yeah. It's like just een, but with an O. And next morning I look quite green, oh. You're damaging my spleen, oh. You're my trusty glass of Pinot. That's good.
That is good.
Okay. Okay.
That is good.
And this is me. I was just trying to write a song about the stuff because I'd... don't actually know you very well. We're not mates, are we?
We've only just met.
We're mates now, though. I was just taking what I learnt from this morning, right?
Okay, good.
Do you know that if you're in Australia, you'd be called Millsy, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, everything's...
Do you get called Millsy?
An O or a Y on the end.
Or an I or a Y. So there was a guy, there was a big brother famous guy in Australia called Millsy. So anyway, it starts with... Anyway, okay. It doesn't matter. Oh, what, key? Name a letter between A and G.
F.
Oh, bastards. No, that's not. Da 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 dee dee da. Millsy, Millsy moves me and thrills me, always fulfills me, though it sucks when he bills me. Oh, Scott, you are everything I'm not, and yet you give me all I've got, and your freezer holds a lot. Scott and I have such a lovely time, eating vindaloo and drinking wine, watching videos three at a time. Some videos we watch are quite a failure, like last week I rented out Australia. That little effort didn't last long. Scott hates it when Hugh won't play a song, but the favorite video we've ever had was the one I made of Becky's dirty weekend with Scott's dad.
There you go.
Thank you, Tim.
That's good. That's a good start.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously. Thank you very much.
That is very, very good.
Very good. As you two are friends, can I do the serious bit and say sorry, because I think you said a naughty word under your breath.
Oh, what did I say?
I'm not going to say it.
Can't say that again. But sorry, everybody. It's 9:06.
But it was redeemed by the song.
Radio. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. It's 9:11. It is Best Guest Week Day 1. And Becky has brought us her favourite piano-playing comedian, Tim Minchin, in. She's a big fan of all piano-playing comedians, but you are the favourite by far.
Oh, thanks, Becky. Is there a different guest every morning for 5 days and then you compete?
Yeah, what's happening is...
That sucks coming first. There's no way I'll win.
Well, James in Manchester says that whoever it's going to be for the rest of the week, there's no competition because you're a living legend.
Oh, well, James... Yeah, James and I have a thing going.
But if you do turn out to be the best guest of the week, because we all have to book one...
I get to come back?
Well, no, both of you and Becky get to spend a weekend at my dad's house in northern France.
Which is better.
Making videos.
Yeah. Northern France, pretty much the same as southern England in my experience. But, you know, you can have a nice time and the wine's cheaper.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a lovely house. And my dad will make you feel very welcome.
Brilliant. Can I bring my kid?
Yeah. Great. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's really fine. There's enough rooms and stuff.
Babysitting Becky. She's a babysitting Becky.
So, Becky booked Tim. Now, you live in Britain most of the time now, do you?
Yeah, I live in London. London.
So it wouldn't be too inconvenient to go away for the weekend to France?
No, that would be perfect.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And what about coming around this afternoon to eat the contents of my freezer? Because we've got garlic Kievs, we've got summer fish cakes, we've got normal fish cakes, we've got fish fingers, we've got toad in the hole, we've got family lasagna.
What's a garlic Kiev?
Like the little chicken
it's
garlic.
It's like cheese and garlic wrapped in chicken.
Mm. Sure, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm there.
Are you Edinburgh this year?
No. No, I'm not.
Scared of the competition, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was going to be there, and then I heard about this, and I thought, well, there's not room for two stupid musicals.
No.
So, no. No, it's so many people do that year in, year out thing, and I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to write a new show every year, you have to... That's your whole life, you know. And I tour in Australia as well, and I'm probably going to spend some time in America next year, so I can't write a show a year.
Now, our musical is on for 3 nights, and we think it's the second week of August at the festival. Have we got enough time, realistically, to sort this out, Tim?
You've got so much time.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. In fact,
how long would it take you to write a musical normally?
Well... it's as long as I've got, you know. I've got 6 weeks till I have to have my first draft of this mystery musical I'm writing now in, and that's sort of a lot of time.
Depends. That'll be fine.
Look, if it's only 3 nights, I think if you had 3 weeks, that'd be heaps. My concern is that your deadline's not hard enough. You're gonna get
complacent.
Yeah, and then by the end you'll be so confused. You need to have a clear story arc. Scott is born, gets his first radio gig, eats the contents of his freezer, falls in love, and dies.
Right.
No more. Nothing.
Needs to be
else.
A storyboard. Right?
That's what, and that's pretty close to the.
That's pretty much the truth, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you need to do.
Wow.
Don't pretend your life is more than that.
So we don't need anything else bar those 5 plots.
Yeah, that's it.
See, I think we've overcomplicated it until now. I think we need to simplify everything.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel weird that your life is boiled down to those 5 things?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It's kind of...
You've got to be used to it.
Accurate. So, Tim Minchin, thank you very much for coming in today. Best guest week day one. It's always hard being first, but I do appreciate you coming in. And like I said, up for grabs that weekend in northern France with Becky and my dad.
So if I don't win, I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
Okay. Thanks for coming in today. Sorry about the height of the piano.
Oh, it's fine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Charming man.